Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. I say, not good morning, God morning, because Jesus said, there is only good with God. That's where we get the word from. So, a God morning to you. Today, we're going to go back to those who have and who are participating in the God School. We're going to go back to what my pastor used to call an annual message. He used to call it a nitro pill. Nitro pills to people with heart conditions are in such a state that when they're needed, they're available. And this is a message in basic Christianity. Today, we've titled it, Blessed is the Man That Is Trusting in You. This comes from Psalm 84. I need to remind myself, I need to remind those who are participating. If you've never been here before and you are a Christian, the first thing that we need to understand that Christianity is not a destination, it is a journey. And as we go on this journey, there are certain places in God's Word where in His loving kindness, He describes the landscape encountered on this journey. We begin with verse 5, wherein it says, Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. The King James says, in whose heart are the ways of them. If you look close, of them is in italics. That's added by the translators. I don't know where they came up with this stupid idea of in whose heart are the ways of them. It's the ways of thee, speaking of God. But let's go back. Blessed. The word in the Hebrew is Asher. Oftentimes translated happy, sometimes translated envied, but this word in the Hebrew describes a state of being. And the state of being never changes. Oh, on this journey, circumstance may change, landscape, if you will, may change, but this state of being blessed, Asher, never changes. I want you to understand, it says, blessed is the man. It doesn't describe every man. It is the specific article, the. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of thee. We call this the God School. And we make every attempt to speak of the ways of God. God lamented that only Moses came to know his ways, the people only his acts. And you find them when they find themselves in a circumstance, oh, woe is me. Oh, would to God we died in Egypt. Oh, would to God we had the leeks and onions of Egypt. Moses came to know his ways. He didn't become undone by circumstance. Here is a way of God who, sixth verse says, who passing through the valley of Baca, Baca means weeping, who passes through the valley of weeping. Who passing through the valley of weeping. It's describing a particular man or woman on this Christian journey. It describes a landscape wherein he or she or me may find ourselves in a valley. Here's an interesting thing. There is no description here of how long, how deep, how dry the valley may be. There is also no reason given for the valley. It just says the man or woman whose strength is in thee and in whose heart are the ways of thee, passing through valley or valleys of weeping. There's no reason given. It's not a situation brought about by guilt or innocence. It just is. We go through, I would say, valleys of weeping. You may or may not be in a valley today. If you're not, cheer up. Valleys are coming. If you are, this message is for you. If you're not, when they come, this message from God is for you. who, passing through the valley of weeping, make it a well. The literal is a place of springs. Why a place of springs? First of all, a place of springs is a place of refreshment. It doesn't say after they come through the valley, they make it a well or a place of springs. It says in the midst of the valley itself, whatever your valley may be, it says of this one whose strength is in God and in whose heart are the ways of God, they make it a place of springs. Why? Because there are others. Who find themselves in the midst of valleys, in need of a place of springs, in need of a place of refreshment, in need of a place of encouragement. I'm almost 70 years old. There's a little mileage that I have. Can't count the number of valleys. Not going to begin to describe what they are, how long they were, how deep they were. Nonetheless, on this journey with God in Christ, there have been many valleys, and God has, this is the whole reason for the God School. The hope is, it is a place of springs. It is a place of refreshment. It is a place of renewal. It is a place where my brothers and sisters in Christ may be refreshed. If you would, maybe renewed. It doesn't give the length, the depth. It doesn't give the reason, guilt or innocence. It just says it is. And it says, the one whose strength is in God and in whose heart are the ways of God, they make it a pool. It speaks of these people. It says they go from strength to strength. Two different words used. One in the fifth verse, strength. The word in the Hebrew is uz. The one in the seventh verse is kail. I'm reminded in that 17th verse of Romans 1, wherein it says, from faith to faith. Ek pistios, eis piston. If you listen, the word changes, the word form changes. Here, ooze. Dr. Scott used to use the analogy of that Russian machine gun, Uzi, and compare it to this word kail, which means a substance of an army. Now, which would you rather have? A machine gun to do all the fighting on your own, or as ooze, or would you rather have kail? Romans 1:17 says, from faith to faith, ek pistios, it's genitive, that which we generate, and when we're generating faith, God, piston is in the accusative case. That means not that which we're generating, but that which is being done on us. Accusative, even the faith of Jesus Christ. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them. In Zion. That is where God is totally manifest, appeareth before God. The psalmist goes on to say, oh Lord God of hosts. That's the one who's in charge and control of everything. Animate and inanimate objects, hear my prayer. Give ear, O Lord God of Jacob. Selah, it says Selah, it means think of that. The psalmist is praying to the God who's in control of everything, and then reduced down, and he doesn't say, O God of Israel, that is, the one, the prince who has power with God. He says, O God of Jacob, heel catcher, supplanter, always looking out for his own ways. He describes, I won't speak to you, but knowing human nature, you might count yourself in this. I'll speak to me, the one who's always looking out for himself. Even that person has the freedom to appeal, to pray to God. And then he makes the declaration. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. Mashiach is the word here. It speaks of many things, but one, it speaks of chosen, one singled out, the man whose strength is in thee and in whose heart are the ways of thee. who has the understanding and the humility wherein they say, I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. We're on a journey, folks. You know, Bible speaks of Abraham building altars and dwelling in tents. Altars are a place of commitment wherein one turns over and commits oneself to God. He built, they're permanent. They dwelt in tents, temporary. We're on a journey, folks. Peter says we're pilgrims and strangers on this earth. Hebrews tells us that we're seeking a country whose builder and founder is God. We're going through this valley. That's the promise of God. It says, blessed is the man whose heart is in, whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of thee, who passing through. We're going through. Why? For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord God will give grace, unmerited favor, and glory will give weight. Not as a feather blowing in the wind, but will give weight, will give substance. The Lord God is a sun. The sun in our galaxy controls the orbits. God is in control, folks. And even though we may find ourselves in valleys of weeping, it says we shall go through. It says, no good will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Uh-oh. That leaves me out. You know, it's like that phrase we find in the New Testament, mistranslated in the King James, where it says, wherein we should walk worthy. In the New Testament, the word is not worthy. It is worthily. It is an adverb. It's a manner. What's really being said here? From them that walk uprightly. The word in the Hebrew is intumen. And it comes from two Hebrew words, Urim and Tumen. These were stones, if you will, acted as lights that the children of Israel could appeal to the high priest, and he, having the Urim and the Tumen, could appeal to God, and the lights would lead the way. They'd give the answer. As Christians, we walk in the light. Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. No matter how long, how deep, how dark the valley may be. The man or woman whose strength is in thee and in whose heart are the ways of thee, look to God for the answer. And he says, these kind pass through. They go from strength to strength. We conclude where we began. O Lord God of hosts, blessed Esher. No, it's a state of being with no change is the man. King James translates it, that trusteth in thee. The original is, that's, it's a participial word, that is trusting daily, hourly, minute by minute if necessary. That is trusting in thee. I went a little further in the study and went to the Septuagint. Before I go there, let me back up just a moment. The word being translated trusteth is batak in the Hebrew. We've gone through this many times. It's a verb. It is the leaning on a staff with the expectation that as you lean, the staff will hold you. There's hope involved there, folks. God stands behind. The Lord of hosts stands behind everything he says. Now, as I was looking further into this phrase, Esher, blessed is the man that's trusting in thee, I went to the Septuagint, that is the Greek translation, done about 200 years before Christ, that is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Old Testament, that is that writing which Jesus himself and all the New Testament writers quote from, not the Hebrew, but the Greek, and it says, blessed is the man who's hoping, elpison, hoping in thee. I'm going to leave you with this. In the book of Colossians, in the first chapter, in the 27th verse, let's go to the 26th verse. No, let's go to the 25th verse. Paul, speaking to that church at Colossae, he says, whereof I am made minister according to the dispensation, that is the stewardship of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill, that is to make complete, that is to influence, that is to satisfy, that is to verify, that is to accomplish, that is to supply, that is to fully preach the word of God, even the mystery, which has been hid from ages and generations, but now is made manifest to to his saints. Not perfect ones, but the ones who by faith have committed their lives to God, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's the blessed state of being that never changes, wherein we are promised the strength of God, and in our hearts are the ways of God, as we continue to lean on, to hope in the Word of God, and we pass through valleys of weeping. And that's the God School for today.